Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
As we look at this historic day, May 8th, but it was back in 1945, and my next guest had just posted this on social media minutes ago, Senator Dave McCormick, talking about VE Day in Europe, marking the end of World War II. The end of World War II, obviously, in Europe and the fall of Nazi Germany, as President Trump celebrates this day, this commemoration, and as well, his first deal under his belt. So a lot of good news to talk about. Your reaction to the president's meeting, his news conference in the Oval Office. Hello, Dave McCormick.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, honestly, I'm excited about the announcement. I was just in a committee hearing in the Senate Foreign Relations, so I actually haven't seen the specifics of the deal, but I heard a little bit about this morning from Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture. It sounds like exactly what we were hoping for, which is that the president would come out with a couple key deals that would show the template for what we're trying to achieve with reciprocal tariffs. And so I'm excited to hear the details, but I think it's a great step forward, and how perfect that it's on VE Day, where we commemorate, one of the great partnerships and relationships of all time, which was between the United States and the UK in overcoming the tyranny of Hitler.
Yeah, and to me, I'll just say personally, just from a media standpoint, I think, and I was looking at what foreign media, the BBC, how they're reporting this, and I think European media, world media, they love this, and they're saying, you know, for Trump, he needed this win, this victory lap, but it's a very positive story. It's difficult for even a biased media, or let's say an anti-Trump media. It's very difficult for them to not. They would look very bad if right now they tried to find a negative aspect. It's good news. It is a huge, epic, historic look. Just from if I just sit back in my media wheelhouse, and so looking at Trump sitting there at the Resolute desk, surrounded by all of this good news on this historic day, he's thinking, this is a good day. This is a huge win. Meaning, look at the markets, look at the reaction, very positive. I think he needed this as far as the tariff talk has been so negative.
Yeah. No, the tariff talk, listen, it's interesting because if you went to most Americans and say, do you want fair trade? Mm-hmm. Do you want a fair deal for the American worker, for American companies? Everybody would say yes. And if you said, do you think there's a lot of evidence that we're getting unfair deals? You know, we led the world after World War II in giving preferred trade deals to Europe, to Japan, and then later to China, because we thought it was in American interest. But as those decades have passed, it's clear that America is not getting a fair deal. So everybody's in agreement on the need for for fairness. And then all these questions about what's President Trump doing? And I think this first announcement gives some real clarity on the strategy and how it will work. And the fact that we got such a significant agreement with the UK, I think, is bodes well for the future. And it begins to eliminate the uncertainty. People, I understand, is people mm-hmm. don't like uncertainty, and markets don't like uncertainty.
Right.
I think this was a real important step forward in beginning to lay out a very clear path.
Yeah, and as we think about, and you know, just bringing it home to Pennsylvania, Trump talking about the fact this is good for agriculture and good for energy, drill, baby, drill.
Steel.
So really, yes, of course. And so when we think about that, as well as I know you're putting out there Small Business Week, can you bring it home for us, Dave McCormick, and think about here in Pennsylvania, why should Pennsylvanians especially celebrate today and what's happening?
Well, the first thing is, if you look at the UK, Europe, Canada, all these places, they have barriers, either tariffs or non-tariff barriers that block U.S. companies, U.S. farmers selling into those markets. And so what's going to happen here is there's going to be new opportunity for U.S. businesses to sell into the UK, for our ag industry, for our manufacturing industry to sell into the UK. And that creates opportunity to build the businesses and create new jobs and prosper. And as these agreements are struck, this being the first one, I think what you're going to see is the world's markets are going to get bigger for U.S. Companies. It's also going to make manufacturers in particular more competitive in the United States and in Pennsylvania, because what's happening is that other countries like China are subsidizing their industries. So it's impossible for American businesses to compete if the Chinese government's giving free money, as an example, to their manufacturing companies. So I think this is a first step in what you'll see of making the real economy in Pennsylvania more competitive, more opportunity, more places to sell our natural gas. And as that happens, Pennsylvania will grow and new jobs will be created. And that's going to be great for our wonderful Commonwealth.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Senator Dave McCormick, about just your reaction to all of the, and it's really disappointing, the unfortunate reports about the anti-Semitism. So we have two Temple University students. They've been suspended, according to Temple's president, because of this alleged anti-Semitic situation happening. We had a local university president, you know, apologizing and in the hot seat yesterday. And there's so much swirling, as the ADL says, that anti-Semitism is on the rise. Then one of your colleagues, I guess, you know, it's Democratic Senator Fetterman as well. He's being criticized because he's pro-Israel, even by his own party, a lot of hit pieces. Just your reaction to all of this.
Well, I think it's, I think following October 7th, we saw something that I think surprised many of us, which is beneath the surface, this horrible anti-Semitism on our nation's campuses, on the campus of Penn, on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. A young man from my campaign was assaulted on the Pitt campus by protesters. So this was a very, very sad development, and it's persisted. And the reason it's persisted is because we don't have leaders standing up and clearly pushing back on anti-Semitism and enforcing the laws and regulations on college campuses that make it unacceptable. And here you have Senator Fetterman, who, Senator Fetterman's a different party. We have our more than our fair share of disagreements, but he is an authentic man. He fights for what he believes. He's been a strong voice on Israel, a strong voice against anti-Semitism. And because his party doesn't like it, they're, you know, putting all these hit pieces out and really coming after him. And none of that happened, by the way, when he was running against Dr. Oz and had his stroke. The Democratic Party was behind him. Now that his positions are deviating from the mainstream of the Democratic Party, Senator Fetterman is under attack from his own party, which I think is a real disgrace.
Yeah, it is a disgrace. So I know that you're very proud of the Moms Act and your partner with that Republican, Katie Britt. And so can you tell us a little bit about the Moms Act? And I also wondered, I don't know if Dina is part of, and forgive me, but your wife, Dina, you're actually, and congratulations on your book, New York Times bestselling book. But I know that First Lady Melania is going to be talking about moms in the military. So I just want to weave this together and ask you about the Moms Act first.
Well, certainly my commitment to the Moms Act is certainly inspired in part by having, you know, an incredible mom myself and six great daughters and a great wife who are very focused on the fact, we all are, that it's tougher and tougher for families to have children. For you see our replacement rate, the birth rate is down relative to what it needs to be to keep our population even at the same level. It's getting harder and harder for families to have children. It's more and more expensive. And so the Moms Act was a bill that, as you said, Senator Britt really introduced to support women during the most challenging phases of motherhood, prenatal, postpartum, and early childhood development, and make more resources available and assistance available to help them navigate what can be very challenging economically. So so I supported 100% during the campaign. I also said that I think we should increase the child tax credit, increase or create a child care tax credit. And if you remember, Don, something that got a lot of attention, I think some criticism, but also a lot of support, was the fact that I said and will introduce, I haven't yet, but will introduce an IVF tax credit, because IVF is so expensive that families that are struggling economically, who are struggling to have children, cannot afford IVF to do that. And that was something as a CEO that I ensured every employee in my company had. So this is part of a broader support for moms and families agenda. And, you know, I really compliment Senator Britt for coming out right in this Congress early on to get it done.
Well, for you and your wife, Dina, congratulations on your New York Times best-selling book now. Hugely popular. So we hope that we can catch up with you on your book tour.
we'd love it. Don, thank you, as always, for having us on a busy news day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dave McCormick.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.